In Nigeria, as many as 100 girls are still missing after they were kidnapped from their boarding school earlier this week. Their abductors are thought to be from the militant Islamist group known as Boko Haram. That name in the local Hausa language translates roughly as Western education is sinful. The group has been waging a campaign of violence in northern Nigeria with the aim of creating an Islamic state. The students' kidnapping comes on the heels of a bus bombing on the outskirts of Nigeria's capital that killed some 70 people early Monday. For more on the attack on the school, we're joined by Pascal Fletcher. He's the Africa Bureau Chief for Reuters. And Pascal, what more have you learned about this mass abduction? I understand that these girls were taken from their dormitories.
Well, that's correct. More details are sort of coming through since the abduction, which happened on Monday night. And what we're hearing from a few of the girls who apparently managed to escape, and there could be around 14 who actually managed to get away, and some of them are telling people that a group of armed men arrived in the middle of the night, and the girls actually thought they were soldiers arrived to evacuate them from a possible Boko Haram attack. And so they actually left their hostel, their dormitories, quite willingly. And only as they got closer to the gates of the school and on the way out did they suddenly realize something was wrong. And at that point, realized they were being kidnapped. So that account was corroborated by several of the girls, and we heard it from a senior education official.
Now, what's known about where the abductors could be taking these girls?
Well, the location where the attack happened is in the far northeast corner in Borno State, which is, of course, the heartland of Boko Haram. But it's in a location that's not far from the Cameroon border. It's a pretty rugged area. There are a series of hills and caves pretty close by. And military officials say that Boko Haram have camps in those hills. I think it's probably believed that's where they've been taken.
Now, Boko Haram has actually waged similar attacks on schools in the region, right? Explain how and why.
That's correct. Well, in a sense, they're true to their name. I mean, it appears that they see schools as a symbol of the secular authority that they basically fight against, and also as another example of Western influences. So therefore, they see it as a legitimate target, along with Christian churches and any other symbols of government, which could be anything from government offices to police or army posts, which they've also attacked over the last few years. Before this abduction, there was an attack on a school in neighboring Yobe State where we had, several dozen pupils killed.
But at this point, has anything actually been heard from the militant group?
No, there's been no, that I'm aware of, there's been no public claim of responsibility either for this abduction or for the bomb attack also on Monday on the outskirts of Abuja. But certainly the style of the raid, most government officials, they're pretty much sure that this is Boko Haram.
Now, what kind of rescue effort is underway? And I don't know what response there's been from Nigeria's president, Goodluck Jonathan.
Well, the government has put out a statement, condemning this kidnapping, equally condemning the bomb attack on the outskirts of Abuja on Monday, condemning it as terrorism and making the point that they don't believe it has anything to do with religion, ethnic group or tribe. They say that, the search is still underway. Security agents are on their trail. That's what the government says. It's certainly not the first of its kind. I mean, these attacks, we've had very considerable violence last year, the year before, pitched battles between security forces and the insurgents, raids on schools, churches, bombing attacks, raids with, gunmen and bombers on motorbikes. I think many experts qualify this insurgency in the Northeast as a fully-fledged small war.
That's Pascal Fletcher. He's the Africa Bureau Chief for Reuters. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.